It's Thursday, September 23rd, 2021. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. Former U.S. Senator and current Republican candidate for governor of Nevada, Dean Heller, says he knows who the president is, but won't otherwise say who won the 2020 election. According to the Las Vegas Review-Journal, he's instead repeatedly claimed that there are problems in the electoral system. That's despite evidence that shows fraud did not affect the outcome of the race. Heller, who kicked off his gubernatorial campaign this week, also previously served as Nevada's Secretary of State. He lost his senatorial re-election bid in 2018, partly due to his ties to former President Donald Trump and his vote to overturn the Affordable Care Act. Some states and local governments in the West are beginning to crack down on misinformation about COVID-19. As the Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie reports, it comes as hospitals there are overwhelmed with mostly unvaccinated patients.
Las Vegas area county commissioners passed a resolution Tuesday calling misinformation a, quote, public health crisis. And in Idaho, the state public health department will ban certain users from commenting on its Facebook page. They include anyone who threatens healthcare workers or repeatedly posts misleading information. Brian Labus is a public health professor at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas.
It's an interesting approach that hopefully will keep the right messages out there and keep some of those incorrect messages from being distributed.
The Las Vegas resolution faced pushback from some members of the public during Tuesday's county commissioner meeting. They called it an infringement on First Amendment rights. Many of the West's hospitals are facing an unprecedented surge from COVID-19. The region has some of the lowest vaccination rates in the country. Both Montana and Wyoming recently activated National Guard troops to aid overwhelmed hospitals there. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.
Former Las Vegas news anchor Gerard Romalo says he plans to run for Nevada's Secretary of State as a Republican. Romalo announced his candidacy via social media Wednesday, saying he plans to push for voter ID and would move to end so-called ballot harvesting. He joins the growing number of Republicans looking to replace outgoing Secretary of State Barbara Sagavsky, who is serving her second and final term. Las Vegas attorney Cisco Aguilar is running for the Democratic nomination. Over the last decade, more than 700 indigenous people have gone missing in Wyoming, but none of those cases have garnered the same media attention or urgency from law enforcement as the case of Gabby Petito. From Wyoming Public Radio, Camila Kadalska has this story.
Lynette Grable is a Northern Arapaho tribal member and leading voice on Wyoming's efforts to address missing and murdered indigenous women.
It's kind of heart-wrenching when we look at a white woman who goes missing and is able to get so much media attention.
Since the year 2000, indigenous people have made up 21% of homicides in Wyoming, even though only 3% of the population is indigenous. A report released in January noted that only 30% of indigenous homicide victims had any media coverage. That number is closer to 51% for whites. Grable adds that solving crimes in Indian country is complicated by a lack of communication between federal and tribal law enforcement. She hopes this obvious discrepancy can help missing indigenous women get the same attention and urgency in the future. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Camila Kadalska at the Center of the West in Cody.
The Ford Motor Company is investing $50 million in a Northern Nevada battery recycling company. KUNR's Paul Boger reports.
The deal with Carson City-based Redwood Materials is part of the auto giant's continued push toward vehicle electrification. Redwood Materials specializes in creating a closed-loop system to recycle and remanufacture electric vehicle batteries. The company claims the process repurposes nearly 95% of the materials from older batteries. Founded in 2017, Redwood was already in the midst of a significant expansion. Earlier this year, the company tripled the size of its Carson City facility and announced plans to build on 100 acres of land at the Reno Tahoe Industrial Center. Paul Boger, KUNR News.
It's now illegal to carry or use a whip in public in downtown Reno. The city council unanimously approved the ordinance Wednesday, making unlawful use of a whip a misdemeanor. According to the Reno Police Department, officers responded to more than 170 whip-related calls over the last year. In a previous meeting, city leaders complained the whips intimidated residents and visitors. Critics of the new law say the measure unfairly targets the unhoused community. Those are your morning news headlines for Thursday, September 23rd. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick.